Some of you know the story of our online platform that we're developing. We had a name for it, Regeneration Earth, and we were all set to go, and then found out that somebody right down the street in Boulder has an annual conference called Regenerative Earth. So we just thought too close, and with some advice from Melissa, thought we'd better find a new name. So we did. And after a lot of brainstorming, a lot of different ideas, the new name we have for the online platform is Global Emergence. Global Emergence. I like it better. I do. It's more us, I think, in a way. But I'd like to show you the moving graphic, the video graphic that we're going to use on the homepage of the website. That's pretty nice, right? So you might not have been able to read it. It says, Global Emergence, Regenerative Culture for a New World. Courses, Social Synergy, Emerging Culture. So we are hot on the trail doing this. We've found this fellow Spencer from Chicago who's going to help us. Melissa has just written up a brilliant agreement that I've forwarded on. You did a really good job. Really, it was just very thoughtfully done. And anyway, we're about to have him help us develop this thing, and it'll be a place online for both courses, so it'll be an online educational platform, as well as an online social network. So think of a learning community like at a university. So a learning community around content that's dropped in. And another metaphor that the idea of a university is for this is simply that you have schools within a university, right? You have the whole university, but then you might have the school of medicine or the school of zoology or business. So in the same way, this online platform will have different schools within it. We won't call them schools, but different places where streams of knowledge are coming through, and then different learning communities around those different streams, but then the overall community altogether. So we're working on that. And I want to say something more about that towards the end of our hour here together. We're speaking this evening about the evolutionary urge. I was thinking about that phrase. It's such a compelling phrase. And I thought I'd look up the knower of all things, Google, and see what people were saying about it. And I found an article by two scientists in India and got really excited. I found it, I think, just on the morning that we were leaving up to British Columbia. So I had it on my laptop on the plane, and Kai, he's next to me listening to music, and, you know, every 15 minutes, I'm like, Kai, you know, she'd take her earphones off, and I'd share some of this article just because it was so exciting. And I used some of it in the service up at Edenvale on Sunday, and I'd like to read just a couple of things from it, see if they don't resonate with you. So the authors say, the urge of the species itself is the reason of change in gene. Okay? The urge of the species itself is the reason for the change in gene. So they're studying epigenetics. So these are the factors that surround the gene, and the study of epigenetics says that you could have the same genealogy, but how it operates in the human experience is different depending on the epigenetics. And the epigenetics are tied to consciousness and culture. And that's true for us as human beings, but it's true for all biological species. So genes get turned on and off. So how operational they are in the human experience depends on the epigenetics, or depends on consciousness and culture. So they're very interested in epigenetics and how it affects the genes. And they're saying that there's an evolutionary urge in the epigenetics, in consciousness, and in culture. So another way to think about it is, it's the urge to thrive. For us as human beings, there is an urge to thrive. It's true in all people, and in fact, all species. And if you believe the authors, they say that same urge is within all of creation, all of nature. But let's come back to us. So they say that within us, in consciousness and culture, there is this urge, but it doesn't operate with the same intensity in all people. They say that this urge is in all things. And if you think about it, it makes sense, because what thrives must have an urge to thrive. So if you had a species that didn't have an urge to thrive, they wouldn't adapt. They wouldn't do the things that are necessary to thrive. So in the culture and the consciousness of that species, that urge, that life urge to thrive, the evolutionary urge, is so important. They speak about how every species encounters situations in the environment that require the adaptation of the species, because life doesn't stay the same. And I would add to that, it's not only the external situation that changes, and it does, obviously, but also the vibrational factors, the unseen vibrational factors that we're moving through also change. We probably all notice that. Like what worked last year and what was in focus last year creatively, you get to this year and it's like, it's no longer relevant in the same way. There's something else that's relevant, and you've got to get the key to what's relevant now. And then the evolutionary urge calls us to adapt to what's really happening. This is happening big time in our culture at large. I don't know if some of you have seen, I think they're calling it the Green New Deal. Do I have it right? Yeah, the Green New Deal. So some of our leading politicians are saying that we have to make some kind of drastic adaptation relative to what's happening in global warming. And they're suggesting that by some year coming up soon, that we have to reduce our carbon emissions by somewhere between 40 and 60%. And then by 2050, we have to like stop it altogether. I mean, it's drastic. Now, I'm not saying they necessarily have the solution, but I do think they're feeling the evolutionary urge, the urge to adapt, to become, to take into account the environmental factors that one is living in and the changes in those factors. But then there are also unseen creative factors, vibrational factors that are also changing, that we're dealing with. So if you think of our own lives, the same is true. The same is true in an individual life, because things don't stay the same. Unless you're living a different life than I'm living. And things don't stay the same in our collective life. Things don't stay the same at Sunrise Ranch. If you're fighting last year's battles, it's like you're not with the evolutionary urge, which is looking to adapt to what's really happening now. In the field of attunement, which we're active in this year in all kinds of ways, and we were active in up in British Columbia, it's evolving. So where's the evolutionary urge to adapt to what's evolving? What's evolving in the culture at large? What's evolving in our own awareness? I'm going to read something else from this wonderful article. The adaptive changes in the species enable it to accept new opportunity for living or to resist the unfavorable environmental change. But the response may or may not always be successful. It is the intensity of the urge that determines the success or failure of the organism to adapt. You get that one? It is the intensity of the urge that determines the success or failure of the organism to adapt. And I do believe we are a group of people who are feeling that urge really strongly in our own lives. That's how we all got here. That's happening now in our lives. We're feeling that urge. We have to change. We have to adapt. We have to become. We have to grow into whatever's calling us. So that's true, I know, for everybody in this room. And it's true for us together. We can't be last year's Sunrise Ranch, right? We can't be last year's Sunrise Ranch. We have to adapt and become the Sunrise Ranch we're destined to be. Our destiny is calling. The urge of evolution is present within the consciousness and the culture that we're sharing. That urge that is bringing us forward. That statement of theirs about the intensity of the urge reminds me of something Yoronda said that I think previously we've done it in our attunement classes, and no doubt elsewhere. So he said, according to your response, so is it established unto you. In his very Yoronda-like way of saying something. But he was, I believe, saying that the urge is present. The evolutionary urge is actually present by the very definition of who and what we are. It's present in all people. It is there. But apparently we have this ability to turn our back on it or not listen to it, not let it land in our heart and then activate us. So the difference isn't actually the presence of the urge. The evolutionary urge is there in all people. We come from a long line of people, a long lineage that has the urge within it. The difference is whether we open to it and let it activate us so that we become a living expression of the intensity of the urge. And then it gets strong enough so that it gets us off our butt and we do something about it, right? It could be, oh, that's a nice feeling. Well, that's good. Oh, it's a nice thought. Oh, it's a nice vision. But actually, the adaptive changes don't come until we get off our butt and we actually move with the urge and create and adapt and become. So that's what's happening for us individually and all together. That urge is moving us. And we're part of something in that process. So we are part of a collective emergence of consciousness. And it's coming to each of us differently. And why would that be? So what's being born in your thoughts and in your heart is in some way different from me or the person next to you. It's connected and a part of, but it's not the same as. We each have a piece of the whole rubric of consciousness, the whole gestalt of creation that is moving through this urge in the culture and in consciousness. We all have a part of it. And yet it's all connected and all part of one creation. Because the evolutionary urge has us as a species acting together to thrive. And we don't thrive because we all run in opposite directions. We thrive because we become aware that what we're doing, what we're about here, is about one thing that we're doing together. And we here at Sunrise Ranch are playing a crucial role in a field of consciousness and culture that extends out beyond us. Yes, this is happening with us. We are participating. In some way, it's happening to us. But we're being activated as a living expression of that urge within the larger context of a field of consciousness and culture. And we are at an amazing inflection point in this process. At breakfast in Kamloops yesterday morning, I was having breakfast with Keahi and then Hugh and Barb and Marilyn. And I was reflecting on Global Emergence, our new online platform. So at one level, you could say, oh, that's nice. You're getting a nifty new online platform out there. We can put out some courses and have some connectivity. Well, yes, all that's true. And what's happening in the field of education for us is like totally thrilling. So that's really thrilling. We found like we could have our own Sunrise Ranch Facebook kind of thing and more. Like, we can have all these tools that allow us to interact together, but then interact with people around the world and do so about what's emerging through consciousness that the evolutionary urge is bringing to us. And so we can connect with people who are all facets of this field. All that's true. And we're like happily and busily about manifesting that. But what I was saying yesterday morning, which I want to repeat here, is that all significant changes in consciousness and culture have some kind of form that brings them. Moses didn't just stand there looking at everybody and hoping that there was some kind of shift in consciousness. He had 10 tablets, 10 stone tablets, right? The Buddha didn't just get enlightened and then do nothing. No, he had a teaching that he brought to people. There are specific things to do that are harbingers of a shift of culture and consciousness. And I believe this platform is exactly that. Before a shift in consciousness happens, you don't realize the culture and consciousness that you're in and how it's defining in many ways your experience. And what I want to suggest to you is that we are awakened people, spiritually awake people or awakening people, who are nonetheless in a field of awareness and a field of culture that is largely mired in separation, even at Sunrise Ranch. Now, we've made some major strides in breaking that down, if you will, breaking down the separation. We've been addressing the end of loneliness, but not just that. But still, we're laboring under a culture, not just at Sunrise Ranch, around the world and in general, but also with emissaries around the world and even spiritually awake people around the world. We're laboring in a field where we feel separate, and the paradigm has us being separate. And therefore, the force field, which is the field of enlightened consciousness and culture that surrounds us, isn't supporting us, connecting us, and activating us to nearly the degree to which it ideally could. And so what I see is that this online platform, Global Emergence, is an opportunity for us, starting at Sunrise Ranch, to activate something else, a new paradigm, to not only put up a website, but to create a field of consciousness that is persistent in our own experience and persistent in the field of the people that we're meeting and touching, so that we're inviting people to be in that field with us, to energize that field, so that for everybody who's participating in the field, there's a surround of uplifting conscious energy that carries the electricity, the charge of creation within it. And I want to say we hardly know what that's like because we're so used to living without it. But when we catch a vision of what we could create among us, and we create it not only for ourselves, but we invite people around the world to participate in it, things change dramatically. That's moving with the evolutionary urge. That's adapting to the environment that we're in and to the changing vibrational factors and the urge to thrive. At the end of the workshop in Kamloops, we took down emails and we did our best to connect and in all kinds of ways. But still, in some way, it was like same old story. We're all going our different directions. There's still a phenomenon of the workshop high. I mean, people had an incredible experience coming. But still, they're going home their separate ways. They're going back to their aloneness and their separateness. And they're going back to a consciousness and a culture that is separate. And the surround around them is inadequate. And their sense of connection is inadequate to have what ideally we want to have for all the people who are connecting with us. And we're changing that. Because the day is going to come when we say, Here's our online platform. Sign up, be connected, be in the field with us. Be in the field with us, feel the field around you, and participate in generating that field for the world with us. And so be in that field of energy persistently, pervasively. Change the paradigm. And it's us, you know, who are so key to this happening. It's emanating out of the shifts that have happened and are happening in our own awareness together and how we are together and our vision of what we can do not only for ourselves and each other, but for the gift we have to give to the world. And then it's seeing that we each have a part to play in that and a unique part that's unique to us. And that the part we're playing, whatever it is part of creating that field. I mean, David was just down before service looking at my sewer line. Is that not part of this? And it's got a very practical benefit, let me tell you, to have my sewer line fixed. But beyond the practical benefit, and all these things have practical benefits, all the things that we do. But beyond that, there's the value of the generation of a field together. He cared enough. He means the second guy who's come down today. He cared enough to come down and do something about a problem. That right there, that's an act of generation. It's an act of connectedness. It's an act in the field. And there's like countless such acts every day at Sunrise Ranch. Wonderful.